He set off on the hike and bike trail, and Dana waited a moment to give him a head start. She zipped her phone into the pouch clipped around her waist and then stepped onto the path, taking a deep breath as the soles of her shoes hit gravel. Setting a brisk pace, she felt her muscles start to loosen and warm. She looked ahead at Blue. That was the name she'd given him the day he glanced up from the drinking fountain and his turquoise eyes hit her like a sucker punch. She'd been so mesmerized she'd hardly noticed the water's rusty taste as she gulped down a sip and watched him walk away. Blue was way ahead of her now, and he would stay way ahead of her for the entire 6-mile loop. If she was lucky, she'd pass him beside the fountains, and they'd trade nods before she set off on the rest of her morning. Or maybe not. Maybe this would be the day she summoned the courage to strike up a conversation. The morning air was already thick with humidity as the sky went from indigo to lavender over the treetops. The trail was almost empty, which was how she liked it. Just the die-hard runners and some power walkers. Dana settled into her rhythm as she passed the boat docks where long red kayaks still were racked and chained. She smelled fresh dew on the reeds by the lake, along with the faint scent of rotting vegetation, which would grow more pungent as the sun climbed higher in the sky. It would hit triple digits today. Again. Dana still wasn't accustomed to the Texas heat or the way the weather here could turn on a dime.
"On your left," a voice growled.
Dana's heart lurched as a cyclist whisked past her. She muttered a curse at him. The guy swerved, barely missing a jogging stroller coming around the bend, pushed by a flush-cheeked woman in yoga pants. Of everyone on the trail, the manic stroller moms bugged Dana the most, especially at this hour. She couldn't imagine rousting a child from sleep and driving to the lakefront, then shoving a sippy cup into pudgy little hands to serve as a distraction while mom squeezed in a workout. Passing the stroller, Dana caught a glimpse of a cherubic toddler with brown curls, not much older than Jillian. Just thinking of Jillian made Dana's heart swell. It was something she'd never expected when she'd first taken the nanny job. How could you truly love someone else's kid? But it turned out you could. Dana would have jumped in front of a bus for that child. Maybe it was human instinct, protect the innocent. Or maybe it was something else, some deep-rooted impulse that hinted at future motherhood. When Dana had first identified the feeling, she'd felt relieved. It told her she was okay. Mostly. It told her that despite the ugly things she'd seen and done, her moral compass was still intact. The trail narrowed and wended through the cypress trees. Most people hung a left onto the pedestrian bridge at this point, but not Blue. He did the full loop and crossed the lake at the dam, predictable as clockwork. At first, when Dana began shadowing him, it had been a struggle, and she'd ended each workout feeling dizzy and depleted. But now she was stronger. Her thighs still ached and her lungs still burned, but she pushed through, and the heady rush at the end of each run was her reward. The trail narrowed again, and the woods became thicker. Dana heard the faint crunch of gravel. Her senses perked up, and she glanced over her shoulder. Her blood chilled. A man jogged behind her, maybe 20 yards back, and she'd seen him before. Dana focused on the path ahead, listening to the rhythm of his footsteps. Her pulse started to thrum. Where had she seen him? Her brain kicked into gear, retracing her steps over the past 24 hours. She'd been to work, the grocery store, home. She tried to recall the faces in the checkout line or anyone she'd passed in the lobby of her apartment building. She pictured the man without looking back. Tall, buzz cut, heavy eyebrows. Where had she seen him before? You're being paranoid, you're being paranoid, you're being paranoid. The words echoed through her mind as she pounded down the trail. She peered ahead, searching for Blue on the path, but she couldn't see him anymore, couldn't see anyone. This section was practically deserted. The footfalls came faster and panic spurted through her. Why had he changed his pace?